Blog Talk Radio.
I like kind of how I was sitting to the side. But then that, I don't like that. I gotta take that off, huh? I just want to change my shirt. Yeah, I know something. To me, this should just be like mad crazy because I personally, so I'm about to play this clip for y'all. Clear. All right, so what up? What up, y'all? So I really don't feel like it's really a big deal. Like, so no, you need to get into my office. Maybe I should be on this side. So really, that's my whole thing. And so it's like, do I feel like, oh, Joe doesn't want to be with Sin? No, I definitely don't feel that way. Definitely don't feel that way. What up, y'all? It's Armand, and we're back with him. So, hello? Are we with Gucci right here? Okay. What's up, you guys? What's up? All right, hold on. Let me drop that shit. Now, I want to talk about Joe Budden and Sin. I'll wait for some of you guys to get in here. All right, so I want to see by the number of hands, who out there thinks that having sex with your partner or doesn't have time to have sex with your partner? Anybody out there that don't have time to have sex? Well, apparently Joe Budden, he has some sex issues going on. And his girlfriend's not too thrilled about it. She wants to have sex, and he's not wanting to have sex with her. Now, many people are saying, oh, well, automatic, Joe Budden just wanted a baby. I don't really think that that's the case, but I don't know. So this is what we'll do. If you guys haven't seen the audio or heard the audio, I'm going to play you guys the audio, and then we can talk about it. Okay, let's do that. I'm about to play y'all this audio from the Breakfast Club because he called in. Let's see. Okay, y'all ready? Let's get it right now. All right, Joe. Here's the thing. I personally, I don't know why. I've been doing this all day, ripping shit out. And I got excited. We're talking about sex. No, seriously. I don't think that there's anything wrong with him not having sex with her right now. He's busy. You know, when this is Joe's second chance, he's busy. He's booked. And sometimes you can't slow down and catch up to have sex sometimes. You know, I get it. Now, for him to say that he would never, or if he doesn't have sex again, he's perfectly fine. That's what raises the red flag of like, okay, well, did you just want a son? Did you just want your kid? Or like, are you done now? Because how could you say you're perfectly fine without having sex again? Now, mind you, let me put this in perspective. Joe Budden is 38. His girlfriend, Sin Santana, is 26. So that's what, a 12-year age difference? So, you know, her sex drive, while she's getting into her prime drive, he's slowly starting to be like, all right, shit, I'm tired. I'm old. He smoked his cigarette. He chilled with his son, and he's done. But she like, nigga, I want you to. She want him to kill her shit, but he like, I'm tired. Joe, get your girl. Because you don't want her to go run off with Drake or one of the Migos, do you? You don't want her to run off with one of the Migos with Quavo or DJ Academics. I don't know why I thought that was so funny. No, but seriously, Joe. Give her some good dick one time. You know what I mean? You should at least be dicking her down like real hardcore once a month, at least. Once a month. And it needs to be a desirable, rememberable. It needs to be one of those, like, almost you made another baby kind of situations, you know, and you give her one of those once a month, you know, I think she'll be good. Hold on, let's see what the people say in the comments. They talk about some, oh, not once a month. No, seriously. These women need to, I'm not trying to get too graphic, but, you know, these women like to get banged. And they want to come too, and you know they start getting hot, and then they will start looking, they will start dipping off. So you don't want that. Just give your girl some dick, Joe. Just give her some dick, Joe. That's all she wanted, some good dick, Joe. Come on, Joseph. No, seriously. Somebody said they need it 12 times a day. That's a lot. No, I in all honesty, I do think Sin should be very happy. I think she should be very grateful because, honestly, her and Joe are like the big stars on the show. And, you know, look at it. Sin wasn't really busy before. So now, look, she's able to get her a little check. She's on TV again. So, Sin, start getting busy. stay busy, start getting cute, go to the gym, work out, even though the weight doesn't look bad on you. Like, the weight doesn't look bad on her at all. But if you're insecure about the weight, I just say, you know, start going to the gym. Use this time to get sexy. Too much on Joe. Like, make him miss you. Make him crave you. But if you're just sitting there like, fuck me, Joe, fuck me, Joe, fuck me, Joe, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. It's too easy. You got to make him know what he's missing. You know what I mean? Don't go cheat on the nigga. But, you know, do something that you ain't normally done. Do something out of the normal to throw him off. Make him, let him know, you know? And if he still ain't giving you no dick after that, then he may not be interested. He may not be interested. So, you know, somebody says she need to wake him up at 3 a.m. with her mouth. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, do that. That's what you do. You go and y'all go, wait till you go to bed. Make sure the baby is not in the bed with you. We don't need the baby right there laying next to you. But you go under those covers, sin, and you just rip the motherfuckers off and just stick your whole dick in his, well, not your dick, his whole dick in your mouth. No, seriously. So you should just wake him up and just suck the shit up. I don't know why I'm playing with y'all. I love Joe too. Like, I love Joe. Like, Joe is like my big uncle, cousin, brother in my head. Fuck. So that's why I'm like, I'm hoping that, in all honesty, that their relationship really works out, because I like them. I'm entertained by both of them. And I really honestly know how that shit feels to not want to have sex or just not be in the mood. Like, shit, sometimes I don't be in the mood to have sex all the time. And I know, and like, you know, and I could tell, like, all right, baby's ready. But I'm like, I'm tired. I really don't have the energy, you know? Sometimes when you're working and you're busy, you don't have the energy, especially, you know, Joe got to work extra hard because he got Charlemagne on his ass waiting for him to fall. He got Charlemagne waiting for Joe Budden has Charlemagne in the fucking cuts waiting for Joe to make a wrong move so he can talk about him. But, you know, they're like frenemies. I don't feel like they hate each other. I feel like it's like a friendly competition. I definitely feel like Charlemagne knows that his voice, they are lowering the volume on his voice, and they are raising the volume on Joe Budden's voice as one of the most influential men in media right now in hip-hop. Charlemagne knows it. He's seen it coming. And quite frankly, I think Joe Budden is hotter than Charlemagne, and Charlemagne knows that. Where was I even going with that? You know what? Where was I even? This is why, listen, don't smoke and talk. No, seriously. Because I done fucked around, it got high, and now I'm talking to y'all. Because I had such a great fucking day, because unlike Sin, unlike Joe, I got some motherfucking sex. Fuck out of here. No, seriously. Someone said, I wonder if Armand knows these storylines are fake. Listen, the storylines on Love and Hip Hop, absolutely, I believe, are fake. But there's a little truth to some of them. I do believe that he's probably having that. I do believe the sex thing is a little bit, it's difficult. I believe that it's difficult because I'm looking at how busy Joe Budden is. He's very, very, very busy. And that scene was real when she said she wanted to go get fucked. So I'm going to open up the lines, and then I want y'all to tell me if you can withstand from having sex with your lover, and is it okay? Like, let's see. He can't get it out because of his drug use. No, I don't think it's because of his drug use. D is tiny anyway, Joe, but y'all crazy. I like Joe. Joe is my guy. If I ever met Joe Budden, I would tell you, listen, give your wife some dick before somebody else gives her some dick, because she's begging for dick on national TV. Your wife is begging for dick on national TV, Joe Budden. Give that lady some dick. Let's see. Hello, 979-3524.
Oh, turn up. Okay. As a woman, as a young woman, you know, I'm 28 years old. I've been a floozy. I've been out there. I get it in. You know, I'm a married woman now. I stick to my man. But as a woman, when a man don't give it up to you, you start to question yourself. You know, and then after you question yourself and you chased all the avenues, don't you start to question his sexuality as a man? You know,
why don't you always have to go down to that?
Because it's 28. Listen, I got three brothers and all of them suspect and two of them flaming faggots, but everybody in town swear they the hardest thing in America. You understand? They think these the realest, straightest men, but they grew up wearing my panties, putting on swimsuits, stealing clothes, getting caught in wife's lingerie. You know what I'm saying? You don't. I appreciate you, and I seen your comments early. I was lit. I was at work, but you need to understand that you're not a gay man. What you do is what you do. You understand me? I don't see you as a gay man. I'm like, okay, I appreciate his news. I need the facts. I know you're gonna get to the bottom of it, so I appreciate what you do. But I'm just saying, I'm not even being funny right now because I don't look at you as a gay man. That might be your preference or something, but I don't put that label on you. But it's the men that's in the closet or not sure what they like or what they want. You understand? And maybe maybe they got something going on we don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she got little issues down there. Maybe he got issues down there. They're not gonna put that out publicly. They might, you know, got a non-disclosure agreement that they done signed off on. You know what I'm saying? We really don't know what's going on. And as far as that other dude hollering about this story is fake and all that, Armand, you keep doing you, boo. I'm going to let you take some more callers. I'm lit, but you keep doing you because we're going to keep watching, okay?
Okay. So wait, hold on. So do you think he just did it for the baby?
No, I actually think that, you know, maybe he has good morals and standards, and that might be the reason. But really, really, it's confusing. The whole story is confusing. Don't none of it make sense because as a hoe, as an old hoe, let me rephrase, as an old hoe, when I want something and my man ain't going to give it to me, I'm not going to get on TV. And being beautiful, I'm not going to sit on national television, anything televised, okay? When I sin, I make sure don't nobody but me and the person that's committing that sin know about it. You understand me? I'm not going to go beg for no penis when I look good, am good. You know what I'm saying? Something ain't right about that. Why are you begging for penis? You know?
Right.
It just don't make sense. I'm a hoe. This is from a hoe's mouth. You understand me? If I want it, I'm going to go get it. This is my first faithful relationship. My body count like 300 plus. Do you understand me? So you getting it from the mouth. Hello, Kitty. You got some truthful listeners. You keep it real. We're going to keep it real, too. You know what I'm saying? But as a hoe, if I want it, I'm going to go get it.
Oh, okay. So are you still a hoe?
No, I'm married now. Jesus still saves. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, my body still, I have to go get me a toy today. Me and my mama got a toy today, you know?
Why?
Get your nut, you know?
Wait, say that one more time, because I'm about to add that to the board. Get your nut. Do it. Okay, ready? On count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Get your nut.
Oh, shit. You heard that, Joe? Get your nut. Get your nut, nigga. It's
well, anyways, I love you. I'm going to keep watching. You take some more calls.
Bye. Bye. Well, that was the first time I got a call from a hoe. Hello. Oh. All righty then. I like this. All right. 813-9189. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So, okay, if you were in Sin's shoes and your man actually has time, because it's not that he doesn't have time, because they clearly had that night in the car where she booked the hotel. It's not that he doesn't have time. What would you do?
I think I would be upset, too. I'm not going to lie. I think I would be upset. Like, that's what I'm saying. I understand both sides of it, and I would be frustrated, and I would be feeling like, is there something wrong with me? So I understand
exactly
it.
Right. And she just had a baby, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if her own man doesn't make her feel beautiful, he gonna be hurt when another man do. And he talking about he wouldn't care if he had sex again. This girl is young. We like to talk. We are young. Like, what you mean? But also, it could be something wrong. It could be erectile. It could be something with the drugs he's done for years. He could just be tired. But you shouldn't have got with a young girl. Because if he doesn't lay the dick down, she going to break up with him, and he going to be on child support.
Right. But the thing is, is he okay with that, though? Because I don't know why my spirit is telling me that he might just want, he got his, you know, black and Latino baby.
Think he wanted a baby? Yeah, because it doesn't seem like he's into her. It doesn't seem like he wants her. Usually after a man be like, oh, babe, let's go work out. Let's snap back, you know, into her, making her feel wanted. You're not even making her feel wanted nor pretty nor sexually desired. And that's what a woman's emotions. And sooner
right.
or later, while he's out of town and being so busy, all right, she's going to find her babysitter Nancy.
Or, could this be, they gave Mona Scott wanted Joe to be on Love and Hip Hop, and he, because he's more relevant now, and they paid him a pretty penny, and Sin was bored, and he needed something for her to do because she was bitching. So then they got on here and developed a storyline, but it's not too serious. Like, Joe's cheating on her and this, and you know, but it's just like enough of a storyline for them both to be on TV and get a check. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
are they really not fucking?
Yeah, but what do you think about him saying that why would he come out and say that, though? Like, if he never had sex again, he'll be straight. Like, what is
that
to
say? Well,
because
he's a troll. That makes us talk about it. That's marketing. That makes you go listen to a podcast.
True.
Yeah. You know, he's trolling.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never know until it's over.
Yeah, we'll see. But thanks for calling in. So I'm not sure. Like, my thing is, like, you know, this could be fake, too. The number is 563-999-3658. Oh, wow. But either way, I wish them the best of luck. I'm not going to hold you guys too long on here. But, Joe, I love you. I love Sin. Give your wife some dick if it's serious. If it ain't serious, I'm still going to watch. So, you know, I like them. So I want them to win. I want them to be happy. But on a serious note, if you are that old, if Sin is 26 and Joe is 38, Joe, you're going to have to fuck your wife. And listen, 38 is not old. So you should still be able to get it in. And if not, they got some supplements for that, brother. They got some supplements for that. All right, let's take a call. 443-5076, you're live on the air.
Hey, online.
Hey. Oh, happy birthday. Is this Mocha Honey?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I think she's going to cheat on him. Either that or she's going back gay. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think? I think she's about to find her a girl or something.
Well, my thing is too, and I was talking about this earlier with someone. She did carry herself a little bit better when she was with Erica Mena, but I also feel like Joe got like this little mind control thing on her. Like she's so attached to him, you know what I mean. So I think he kind of controls
right.
her too. I think her not getting any dick, she will go out and start looking for it.
Yes,
because
I didn't
she's
even get
horny.
No birthday date.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't?
No, and I'm angry, so I feel her. You feel me? I feel her.
But you should get the. Why you don't got no? Why you not getting no birthday dick?
I gotta wait till tomorrow. Well, later today. But I want it
now. Oh, you want it now? But see, at least you're gonna get some. Joe is saying that she's not getting one really no time soon.
And you know what? She better invest in a toy. She better find her a girlfriend or something. She better do something. It's not fair.
Right. No, I don't think that she needs
she's
to get a
too
girlfriend.
She's
no.
pretty to be on TV
yeah.
begging for dick.
Right. I agree.
I cannot.
I can't either. But I like them though. I like them so much. I like them. I want them.
Yes,
to be...
they so cute, and the baby's so cute.
Yes, he is.
But
oh, the baby
of
is the cutest.
Go through that.
Yeah,
a lot of couples go through that.
I agree. I go through that. You know what I mean? Where I be tired, and I literally go through that where I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like having sex. Like I'm just tired. Mm-hmm. Like,
but
you know,
okay, Sin gotta understand. Joe is working hard. Okay,
right.
He is working hard to support her and that baby. She stay at home, so she don't really have nothing to do. You know what I mean? So I feel like if she was real busy too, she wouldn't be wanting it that bad. Cause now she'll have nothing to do but just sit at home and think about the dick. You feel right? Now, when you sit around thinking about what the dick doing and all type of stuff, it drives you crazy. You know?
Right.
So, she needs some more activities and hobbies.
But I think that's what the show is for.
Right. And he needs to understand that she's a woman and she has needs. She just carried this baby. She had to wait 6 weeks. She's been ready.
You sound like her. You sound like you going through it. Like you really feel her pain.
I can, but I'm not going to hold you up. I just wanted to call, like, Sin, I feel you, bitch. We here.
Thank you. I love you. Happy birthday,
bye.
Babe.
I love you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, God, that's so funny. Okay. 702-6662. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I can't believe I got through.
Yes. What's going on? How do you feel?
Okay, so listen. Listen. I am an avid listener to the Joe Budden podcast. I have been a fan of his for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you are too, because y'all got the soundboard thing going. Shout out to the soundboard. This is a fake storyline.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody follows Joe and Sin, you will know that they are in love their relationship is strong and great, and they do not have any issues. He talks about her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would advise everybody to even listen to the last podcast where they were on there clowning him about being back on the show, and they seen the preview, and they were clowning him about the storyline that it was going to be. You can tell that it's fake. He's just doing that for Sin to have something to do.
Right.
I don't think there's anything lacking in their sex. Like, this is just all for storyline.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that, you know, and they had to have some kind of drama. But right now, Joe, he's too big of a star right now to put too much dirt on his name or too much controversy around his name. So he wouldn't have even done the show if it was going to be like this big old, like, drama-filled situation. So they had to come up with some type of issue in order for them to be on the show. So let's just say, all right, we're not having sex. That's easy, and it's not that serious. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's something easy to say. That's not going to get too much clapback, or it's just going to get us all talking about it. Because, of course, all women relate to things like that. So it's something good to talk about and get the story going. I think she may really be going through postpartum because, you know, women do have those issues, you know, after having a baby and, you know, the weight gain and things like that. But I seriously don't think there's anything wrong in their relationship. Just being a fan and watching that podcast, he talks about her 24/7. He loves that girl to death. Anybody knows, I don't think there's anything to get a mixed baby or anything like that, because if anybody has been following even the show, we know Joe's type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Latina women. That's been what he's like. So he could have been got one if he wanted a mixed baby and just to go on about his business. I don't think a man at his age is going out his way to get a baby, to have a mixed child and move on. I don't think that's the issue either. I think it's all just for Love and Hip Hop storyline, and for him to help her have something to do, because clearly we know he doesn't need it. But she was kind of, you know, she didn't have anything going on. She was trying to start her singing career, and Love and Hip Hop is a platform.
Yeah, I think that's more so what it is. But I don't think that he probably wanted to put her on blast like that, because I think what it is he's too busy and she's complaining. And because she has nothing to do. And he's probably not
we
there.
We all know she has that nagging personality. She has the same nagging personality with Erica.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, we're going to get you something to do. And they had to find that storyline, and here we go.
And Mona probably paid Joe a real hefty coin to do it, to come back, because he's a hot commodity right now.
You're right about that, because at first, you already know he was drug addicted and all of that, and nobody was really too much caring. And now that he's blowing up a little bit, you know, Mona pays for the more, you know, celebrities that have things going on, like the Remy Ma's and the, you know, Keisha. Was it Keisha Cole that was on there?
Yeah.
Right. So those type of celebrities with statuses, she pays up in the millions. So, yeah, he took the bat for that. But, of course, Sin got to have a storyline. So here we go. I would advise everybody to follow this and then watch after the season. We're not going to see any breakup or fallout. They will still be happily together. He really does love
Okay. her. So you make sure you call in. We're going to be reviewing this to all season long. So we want to see how it goes. And I'm going to be expecting you to call in.
I'm going to be calling in because I watched that podcast faithfully. I love me some Joe Budden. It's hilarious. And I know you watch it from time to time. So I will be calling in, Armand.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was so nice. All right, y'all. So that is going to wrap it up for today's show. I just wanted to come over here and chat with you all and see. So put it in the comments below. Do you think Sin should get some dick, or do you understand Joe? Are you in need of a little dick in your life, or, you know, or are you good? You know, leave that in the comments. All right, y'all. Until next time, let me get my high ass out of here. Okay. See ya.
It just looks so good. I think I'm just getting used to the new, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, I really just feel like motherfuckers is going to be seeing me. Yeah. Yeah. So mess me up, like, motherfucker, this is what you wanted, so you're about to get seen. Like, I just feel like,
oh, I'm so high.
It really ain't doing anything. Ain't doing nothing, huh? All right, I want to hear how this shit sounds. These hoes can't fuck with me. See how I'm just chilling up there talking? That's how I want it to be.
Yeah. And people was commenting. I can hear it out of my right ear now.
Yeah. This is why I feel like I need to drop videos, because I'll start focusing on, like, if I go live, all my people gonna call me. You know, it's gonna turn into like a family thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't chill with y'all all the time. Cause this turned into a live.
Yeah.
Instead of like a video. It's gonna go be pushed. Cause I was too interactive. I need to just be, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, I need to have a video where I'm pulling people in now.
That's a good idea.
But now we know that. Yeah. No, now we know. And it was a simple test, yeah. But so going forward, I'm going to be doing less live, because I could put out 5 videos, and see, my focus is on that topic. Joe Budden Sim, boom, 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 talk about it, put it out, and I'm going to be in my zone saying what I'm saying. Boom, you respond back in the comments, because I allow people to get into me. I might delete this. Or just leave it up. We don't delete. We learn. I'm keeping it. Huh?
You got a hole in there.
Yeah, and I just recovered. Like, I recover well. Like, I recover well. And that looks so good. My interviews are going to be the tea. That's what's going to take it over. And people will interview. I just need to, once the shit happens again, My Skype interviews. Yeah, I do. She was like, you got a radio voice thing happening. I feel that. That's why I don't think I should be. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just need to be talking to the world. I want them to feel like he's
talking to me, everybody. Not just like he was talking to people.
This looks so good. So, should we talk about DJ Academics? Like five minutes. Academics feels like he's suing. Well, what is he? What's happening?
He said, I mean, he said he's gonna sue a blog because they count fake news about him, but it's just that they said that he snitched, or he's the, like, an informant snitching on Tekashi, and they said that the old manager is the one who said this, but then when really not, I don't know if it's a lot to do, like. Because I think that what happens is Academics has made himself, like, he's trying to make him keep himself like a personality and a media person. So
mm-hmm.
he then just talks about himself to make things a big story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Because nobody else talks about
They talked about it a little bit today, but I think that it got more so talked about because he, like, blew it to make it talked about. Like, he would post who talked about it,